This is Geoff Hopkins. Thursday night means movie reviews. I am joined by our resident film critic, Mark Searby, who I have just discovered doesn't like popcorn. Mark, what the heck is wrong with you? You go to cinemas pretty much for a living. How do you not like popcorn?
Hate popcorn, Geoff. Hate it with a passion. I don't like the flavour, don't like the taste. I just hate it all. I just cannot stand that thing.
Do the other film critics that you hang around with, do they also have a similar opinion?
It's not something we talk about, to be honest. It's normally we talk about alcohol, to be honest.
Next time you see, you know, Mark Komodo or James King, who is from this part of the world, I want to find out definitively if they like popcorn, if they like it salty or sweet, or the ones you buy in the supermarket, you can get sweet and salty, which is my particular favourite. I can't believe you don't like popcorn. I'm astounded. Absolutely astounded. Anyway, this week at the cinema, we have Alice Through the Looking Glass. How does it stand up against the original? Where do you stand on the original?
Hated the original. I love Tim Burton. I'm really excited for his version of Alice in Wonderland. And I came away thoroughly disappointed. In fact, I was quite angry about it because it wasn't a Tim Burton film. So this film is basically a sequel that really nobody asked for. I mean, the first film, as I said, I didn't like it. It wasn't well received either. So you do have to wonder, why make a sequel? I mean, Tim Burton is not involved now. It's now James Bobbin, who I really like. I think he's a great director. He did Flight of the Conchords. He also did The Muppets as well. But I'm just a little bit confused by it all, because why do it in the first place? I mean, visually, it's very cute, it's very colourful, lots of bright stars, all sort of juxtaposed with these dark, foreboding underland elements. And some of the secondary characters are quite funny, actually. I mean, they keep it ticking along nicely. But none of that saves the movie, though. The whole time travel element is so wasteful. I mean, it makes a complete slapdash of it all, almost as if to say, don't worry about the science behind it all. We'll just cover it up with some funny characters and some bright visuals. The MacGuffin at the centre of it, a thing called the Chronosphere, is never fully explained. It's there, it does things, you know, it does the time travel, it does this, it does that, but let's not do too much about it, because otherwise people will start to realise that actually we're making it up as we go along. There's a character in this called Time, who is essentially death, just in a different form. He's really annoying, and he's played by Sacha Baron Cohen, who I really like, but somehow he seems to veer between accents in this, and it's so off-putting because I have no idea who the character is meant to be in this at all. We also get an origin story for the Mad Hatter, once again, really annoying. It does nothing to make him likeable or even funny. A lot of his jokes and these physical movements are not funny. Instead, they're painful to hear and watch him do that. Strangely, the story keeps reverting back to the original film. Sometimes it keeps going, oh, remember this and remember that. And I just wanted to yell, you need to get a new storyline because it's a new film. It's not a good film. It's not a bad film either, though. This is the thing. It's simply a film, and that's the worst thing that it can be, is it's just there. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't say anything. It tries to combine elements of steampunk and neo-gothic and ends up creating this mess of a time travel movie without any interesting characters or any interesting storyline. I mean, it really is time to put the Mad Hatter to bed, if you ask me.
Well, the first film, as you say, wasn't terribly well received. It did make $1 billion at the box office.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad return. It's just, it wasn't Tim Burton. That was the thing. It wasn't Tim Burton.
If you're a Tim Burton purist, look away now and indeed at the rest of the series. Are they planning to make any more?
I can't imagine they will, not after this.
And to a film that is at cinemas from this weekend and on demand as well. Frodo's in this, along with that bloke from that film with the twist. This is The Trust. Tell me about this.
It's a story that centres on a pair of corrupt cops who work in the evidence room, and they make a plan to rob a bank vault that's full of drug money. The one slight problem is the vault is located in a 24/7 corner shop, and they've also actually never done anything like this before. You were saying there it's got Frodo, Elijah Wood in it. It's also got Nicolas Cage in it, who plays one of the corrupt cops. He continues his assault on making movies so bad they're good. He does, Geoff. This is the thing. This is why you're drawn in, because he just goes completely berserk about it all. The problem is with this, it's not enjoyable bad. In fact, it's just a bit boring. Nicolas Cage normally tears up the screen when doing roles like this. You know, he sort of just goes complete full tilt boogie, you know, and he doesn't care. Here, he seems to have dialed it back so significantly. It's just not himself. And in a role that kind of requires somebody to be larger than life, a bit of an idiot, I guess you could say, Cage should have been dialing this up to 11, but he does nothing, absolutely nothing. It's disappointing. Elijah Wood, who plays the other corrupt cop, is okay, but his role is really a man just stalking around the premises looking for any possible problems. There's no meat on the bones of the role, so to speak, with either of these characters. The setup for the robbery, it's okay, it's nothing special, but it keeps you entertained. Then comes the part when they're in a motel room trying to drill through the ceiling into the vault below them. And this must last for, I don't know, 40 minutes. It goes on and on and on. And it's so boring. And the key to this whole movie is in that setup. And then just when you think it's going to happen, the film opts not to do it. And it opts to change it and move it over to something else. And it just doesn't really know what it wants to do. So instead of you've got this run-of-the-mill, oh, they got away with it type storyline, it's completely different with this ending that they seem to have tacked on and made. It's so difficult to describe because this ending feels like they've shot the movie and then gone, that ending didn't work. Right, we better go back 2 years later and film it again. I mean, it's not 2 years, but they clearly made it all in one go. But it just feels like it's a completely different ending to what we've seen. This really could have been a good movie, but it's not. It's boring. There's no explosive action or intense narrative. It's the type of film that looks great on the trailers. But when you finally see the film, you realise the trailer's got all the good bits. And we're seeing all the bad bits. It's a waste of a good cast, and it's not a good heist movie.
The Trust, then, at cinemas and on demand from this weekend. Let's quickly have a look at DVDs. You picked out Spotlight. Now, was this up for an Academy Award earlier this year? Did it win in the end?
It did, yes. Spotlight, it won the big prize, which kind of surprised about because I thought The Revenant might have got it, but I'm happy Spotlight got it.
This is the one about the journalist, isn't it, who uncovered the scandal
is,
in the Catholic
yes.
Church?
Yeah, it's Spotlight comes from the terminology from the actual Spotlight team at the Boston Globe newspaper. They are a team of investigative journalists who do long investigative pieces. You know, they span years and years. And through a series of pieces of luck, really, they managed to uncover a massive scandal of child molestation in the Catholic Church. This film, it deals with one of the worst cover-ups in history. It's just plain disgusting. When you see it played out and you just sit there and you just think, how has this gone unnoticed and covered up for so long? But it's so well done in this movie that at times you feel like you're watching a documentary. I mean, it's a brilliant cast. You know, you've got Mark Ruffalo, Michael Keaton, Rachel McAdams is in there as well. Liev Schreiber, fantastic cast. But because of the way it's filmed, it feels like a documentary. And that's not taking anything away from the film. In fact, I think it's better for it because you're not looking at individual actors. You're looking at a cast, a team of people. And the individual roles, it's very interesting to watch how each of them play out. Mark Ruffalo is very hot-headed in his role, but even though he's sort of the main character, I guess you could say, of the Spotlight team, he doesn't have all of the screen time. I really like Rachel McAdams in this. I think she's very underrated in it, and I really wish she'd sort of won for Best Supporting Actress. But the whole film is just a phenomenal piece of filmmaking. I'm not going to say it's the best film of the year because, I mean, it's up there. It's one or two. I'm really struggling to place it at the moment. But I do think it's one of the most important films of the year. And in fact, I think it's probably one of the most important exposés of probably the decade. It's certainly the best expose movie I've seen since The Insider and All the President's Men. It's just one of those movies that you watch and you feel fear just enveloping you and you stop watching it and you just can't sit, you just sit there because you're so frozen with it all. And days later, you're still thinking about it. And that's what makes a great, great film, when you're still thinking about it.
If you're wondering what the fuss is about after the Oscars, chance to watch it for yourself, Spotlight on DVD this week. Well, thank you very much indeed, Mark. Mark Searby, the film critic, reviewing the week's new films. And have a wonderful long bank holiday weekend. We'll do it again next Thursday, shall we?
We will indeed.